This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, and the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, I haven't seen him since I saw him at dinner Friday night, and I'm talking about the editor-in-chief of The Truth About Guns. That would be one Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
Dan was at the loud table.
It was animated at our table.
It was animated at the table.
Yeah, there's lots of discussion.
I didn't see you taking part in any of the yelling, though.
Oh, no, I don't yell.
Yeah.
I like to listen and throw a jab here and there, but no, I don't. There's nothing that requires yelling most often.
Gotcha. So, since we have been back, what day did you get back? You didn't get back on, well, did you get back on Monday?
No, I flew back on Sunday.
Gotcha. So, how are things, and what's catching your eye at The Truth About Guns? All of the, we saw that thing on Monday about the unanimous vote for Wayne LaPierre, and it seems like everything just stopped. All the talk, all the controversy, or maybe it's just now happening and I'm just not seeing it in print anywhere. What do you think?
Yeah, I understand that you're right. The officers of the National Rifle Association were largely reelected, supposedly unanimously. That doesn't mean that board members voted for them. The ones who did voted for them, and I don't think there were any other votes for any other potential officers. It wasn't exactly clear as to what happened in that room. Most of the officers of the National Rifle Association have been reelected. There's new people in certain positions. As anybody who was at the membership meeting learned on Saturday, Oliver North decided not to run for another term as president. He was replaced by Carolyn Meadows, and Charles Cotton was elected first vice president, and Willis Lee second vice president. So it is safe to say that this is an establishmentarian board at the National Rifle Association. Not much has changed in terms of overall attitudes or direction based on this. It's not clear what the status of Ackerman McQueen is. They're a longtime marketing and PR firm, the firm that runs NRA TV, that kind of thing.
Let me ask you a question about this, because I have a marketing firm. Okay, I have a marketing firm. You have a marketing firm, and I never hear about your marketing firm. You ever hear about mine?
No.
So besides having NRA TV, What do we know about their marketing campaigns that they have at Ackerman McQueen? I mean, are they out there buying, doing ad buys on local television or radio or on in magazines, or are they the ones that are responsible for getting the NRA, join the NRA things in every single gun that seems to be out there for sale? Or?
Yeah, I think they do. They do all that. They do all of the public-facing communications for the NRA.
Right.
If you've seen the ads that ran on Fox News for a long time with those dark blue backgrounds with people like Wayne LaPierre and Dana Lash and all sorts of individual gun owners talking about their personal defense situations they found themselves in and attesting to the value of Second Amendment gun ownership, they produced all those things. So, yes, that's the kind of thing that Ackerman does. And Ackerman also, of course, puts on the annual NRA annual meeting and exhibits, like we just had in Indianapolis. So, yeah.
So they get to charge the NRA for that?
I'm sure they do. That's a big job.
Yeah.
You know, that's a huge thing on the order of putting on like a SHOT Show, except for the public. So, yeah,
so
that's a big thing.
They got to, they paid for the initial rollout of, well, they charged them for the initial rollout of CarryGuard, right?
Yeah, I believe that. I'm not sure whose idea it was originally to get into that business, but I'm sure that they did all the design work in terms of, you know, the website and all the marketing materials and all the communications and all the ads that were placed all over the place, and that was very heavily promoted for a very long time. And so I'm sure they did all that work as well.
In terms of the spokesperson for the NRA, shouldn't the spokesperson for the NRA be a employee of the NRA and not Ackerman McQueen?
There are arguments on both sides of that. I think what's more unusual is the fact that the NRA president wasn't an employee of the NRA.
Yeah, yeah.
Which apparently was part of the reason why he left. From people we spoke to who knew about the situation in the lead up to the meeting last week on Thursday, there was a closed door meeting, and there was an email sent apparently from Oliver North to Wayne LaPierre, allegedly threatening to expose embarrassing information about him. And in effect, it was Oliver North, an Ackerman employee, trying to pressure Wayne LaPierre to stop the lawsuit against Oliver North's employer. A clear conflict there.
Right, right.
And when that failed, and that didn't go through, North decided he could not stay any longer.
Yeah, that's one of those gambits that if you try it and it doesn't work, it's not like you can sit back and say, okay, well, everything will just go back to normal now.
Yeah, there's an old saying, if you take a shot at the king, you better kill him.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're in deep trouble. So, but yeah, I don't understand at all why the president of the NRA is not paid by the NRA, is not an NRA employee. Why that is an Ackerman employee, I'm not clear. That seems strange, to say the least.
We got about a minute left. When we come back, I want to talk about if you have – I haven't seen the articles, if you have put them out, because I always try to let your stuff be a surprise to me sometimes. So if there's been any feedback from the Truth About Guns readership, who is a raucous bunch, to say the least, I'd like to hear about that. And I would also like to get your opinion when you get back. With all the stuff that has been going on and the apparent lack of transparency that the NRA has been operating under, that everybody in the membership is really upset with and everything else, when they did this re-election, no explanations were made. We don't know about Ackerman McQueen. There's still a bunch of stuff that none of the board members can say. Alan West has set up a few things. There have been a few other board members that have put out statements and everything else. And the characterization that it was a unanimous reelection. I'd like your opinion of that, too. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, check them out. franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns, I set Dan up with about three or four different kind of things. So let's start out with the readership of Truth About Guns. What do they think about the NRA and their shenanigans?
Well, we've got readers on both sides, of course, as you'd expect. And you have to keep in mind that the people who comment on our site is a small fragment of the number of readers we have. We've got over 2 million readers a month,
right,
and just a tiny percentage. The most vocal ones, however, are, of course, opposed to reelecting Wayne LaPierre, and are looking to see big changes at the NRA. They didn't like the bump stock ban that the NRA promoted, and they think that the NRA spends an awful lot of money in places other than supporting gun rights. Things like, Carry Guard has been a big sinkhole. The NRA TV has been a big sinkhole, that type of thing. So, in general, our readership is not fans of current NRA policies or management. So that's the way they go. But as you said, it's a rowdy bunch.
It is a rowdy bunch.
Yeah.
Now, after all this talk about transparency or lack of transparency, and the realization that the only reason a lot of this stuff is coming out is because New York's coming after them, and some of these things are going to be made public in filings and everything else. The way they held their election, it was sort of like they weren't paying attention. Would you agree with that?
Well,
is that just the way it's always been? Is that the way the bylaws work or the regulations or whatever rules they live by work?
That's really the case. They have, I think, 76 board seats. And the board is structured, my understanding is the board is structured the way it is in order to prevent an insurgent group of anti-gun people from getting board seats and taking over the organization. Now,
right,
that also, the side effect of that means that if you have membership, if you have management or officers that the membership comes to lose faith in or opposes for any reason, it makes it very difficult to oust them. And that's what we're seeing here. For instance, there were 2 million ballots issued for this year's elections. Of that, only about 150,000 were returned. So a very small percentage of those who can vote do. That's not unusual in an organization this size, I would expect. But so that's the way it goes. And while there were, again, I was at the meeting on Saturday, and there were probably, 2,000 people in that room. It was a big room. And there was a vocal, very vocal minority of people who wanted to air the accusations and raised a motion of no confidence in Wayne LaPierre. That was roundly voted down. And I would say that the majority of people in that room were supporters of current management.
So, okay. I did not know that about that. I did not know that about that one. I had not heard that.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this. Now, I haven't been able, and we won't be able to get to the other part of the question if I ask you this, but who was the executive vice president before Wayne LaPierre?
Gosh,
and how long did he serve?
I don't even know that. He's been around for 40 years, I believe. So I was in high school whenever that was. I don't even know who that person was. I'd have to look that up. That
was
all before the Cincinnati Revolt and all that, so I don't know.
The reason for my question on that is, have we not learned anything over history? Does anybody think that just because you're a Second Amendment advocate, quote unquote, that you would not be susceptible to the very seductive mistress of power? That happens to all kinds of people all the time. Really, really good stalwart people that happens to.
Of course we do. I mean, that's just human nature. And that's an argument for term limits, of course. But on the other side, people say, you know, he's fought the good fight for a long time. And I've got a quote coming out tomorrow from Richard Pearson, who's the executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association, who's making the case for Wayne LaPierre, saying he's exactly the kind of person we need right now, and he's fought the good fight for a long time, and we need him to keep doing it.
Why is he exactly the same, the right person? Why is that?
He didn't go into that.
Oh, okay.
He sent an email blast out to his membership saying, the NRA is under attack, and this is not the time to be sniping at the NRA from within. Basically, as again, a more establishmentarian viewpoint.
So we're not going to admit there's an issue, and we're not going to say anything about the issue, and we just expect the issue to just take care of itself.
Yeah, and that seems like a dangerous stance, given the fact that the New York Attorney General has officially opened an investigation into the NRA. Bloomberg has filed a complaint with the IRS over the NRA's tax exempt status. So NRA has some big battles to fight,
sure.
Let alone the lawsuit that's currently pending in New York State.
Well, I mean, that was going to happen no matter what they did, but they need money now, right? They need money now. And they're still sending me send me money, you know, we're under attack, we're going to be shut down. First thing I think of is Dudley at the National Association for Gun Rights when I read some of that stuff. And the next thing I think about is, well, the way you did it, though, I don't know if this is going to work this time around, Wayne, baby. We're coming up on the next break. I am talking with the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. There are 15, 20 articles a day, 10, 15, 20. I don't know how many he puts out. Plenty of them, gun and covering the whole gamut. Reviews, technical, you know, stuff coming out on the industry, politics, everything. Everything having to do with it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States is fully behind the people of Venezuela.
People are starving. They have no food. They have no water. And this was once one of the wealthiest countries in the world. So we wish them well. We'll be there to help.
President Trump speaking at the White House. The president also condemned the brutal regime of President Nicolas Maduro. Without proof, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to lawmakers about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report.
If the Attorney General of the United States of America was not telling the truth to the Congress of the United States, that's a crime.
Pelosi also believes the Attorney General is more loyal to President Trump than he is to the American people. And President Trump said that Stephen Moore has withdrawn his name from being considered as a nominee for the Fed Reserve Board. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hyla Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, Nureuriva.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger. I'm thinking about putting a binary trigger in my CZ EVO3S2 Micro. That would be fun. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We're about to move on from the NRA, but these people that are saying that we shouldn't be critical of the NRA, what do you think of that? I mean, I get where they might want to sit there, but and think nothing but good things. But there's been a lot of stuff that has been ignored that's sort of gotten out of hand, hasn't it?
Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, I understand. Let's face it. Second Amendment rights are under attack in this country. They're always under attack in this country. They're under attack in this country a little more right now than they are than they have been in the past. What with a Democrat-controlled House of Representatives and about, 80 or 90 people running for president on the Democrat side, every one of whom it seems to be trying to outdo the other in terms of their anti-gun position. You got people like Eric Swalwell basing his whole campaign on gun control. You got the Kamala Harris's of the world, stressing the same thing.
Well, she's out there saying that she's going to give him 100 days, and I guess she thinks executive powers mean she can just make it up.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not even masking. They're not even out there saying, well, I believe in the Second Amendment, but I don't know what gun she owns.
Right. So these people who say we shouldn't criticize the NRA right now because we need them, I understand the motivation. We do need gun rights in this country benefit from a strong, influential, powerful NRA. However, that doesn't mean that the NRA can do whatever it wants. And to the extent that they have done that and have gotten themselves in some hot water, given the fact that they're chartered in the state of New York, they have opened themselves up to this investigation, which has now been launched by the New York Attorney General. That could actually result in them sanctioning fining the NRA a lot of money, which they don't have. It could result in them removing board members. It could actually result in them shutting them down if they went that far. So these problems are very real and very serious. And I think that the people who say don't criticize the NRA are sticking their heads in the sand and failing to realize the threat that the NRA is under.
Well, the threat that the NRA is under from New York State is going to happen regardless. But in my opinion, what they have done is they basically pulled their own teeth going into this fight, because unless the guy from Midway or from Midwest, whichever the gun company is, unless he's going to be the Bloomberg of the NRA, I don't know if the membership's going to contribute.
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody knows how much the membership is contributing. Contributions have been hurt by the controversy and the reports of mismanagement and overspending, I can't imagine they've been helped. But we're not privy to that kind of information.
Right.
So we can only speculate.
So. Let's shift away from the NRA as far as them being the focus of it. The New York thing, the fact that they're set up in New York probably means that the New York law enforcement or the legal apparatus is going to do what they want as much as they want to them, doesn't it?
Yes. And to the extent, however, that there's something there to criticize or that it may be in violation of New York's laws governing nonprofit operations, that gives them more ammunition to potentially hurt the NRA. So.
Right. But now I have read from certain sources, like the board members could be held in malfeasance for not exercising fiduciary oversight.
That's
which
exactly right.
Yeah, most of the board members are sitting there going, well, I just like having the business card. Some of them are. That's exactly why they have it. I just like having the business card. And they seem to be the ones that have the safest stuff. But I'm sure a lot of them are sitting there going, well, we weren't made privy of all of this. But that's...
Yeah, there's nothing.
They allowed that to happen, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, you can't use that excuse, particularly the members on the finance committee and people like that. They are really going to be under scrutiny. And I believe I read that New York AG has already issued subpoenas to certain officers of the NRA as part of her investigation and some board members. So these people are going to need to lawyer up because it's going to be a long slog.
Now, when you say they need to lawyer up, is the NRA going to cover their legal fees, or do we know about that?
Well, one of the things that I've read, and was part of that original New Yorker report, was that the insurance company that provided insurance for board members, and that's a typical thing that large corporations and operations like the NRA, they will provide insurance
liability insurance for their board members.
Right.
That the cost of that tripled over recent years. And if
oh, do they let that lapse?
No, I doubt they'd let it lapse. Probably not. But the cost tripled, and that's based on perceived risk by the insurer. If the insurer looked at the NRA and figured that the there's an increased chance of some sort of investigation or sanctions or whatever on the part of their operations and
right.
And board oversight, obviously they're going to charge more for covering that risk. So the fact that it reportedly tripled, if that's accurate, that's a good indicator that they perceive some problems.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're going to see. I'm pretty sure New York is going to do as much of what they want to do as they can possibly do that they can make stick.
Yeah, they're going to make it painful.
Can a company, we got about 45 seconds left, can a company reincorporate somewhere else?
They can, but one report I read said that they can't just up and move. Apparently, it may just be New York law, but New York would have to agree to allow them to reincorporate in another state. I don't know if that's always the case or if that's just part of New York law, but that's the report I read.
Gotcha.
And I'm not an attorney, so I don't know how accurate that is.
So they would have to basically go out of business and then reconstitute somewhere else to do
that. Yeah, that's probably the case.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Great foresight on their part. When we come back, we're gonna go something in a different direction. There's only so much of this depressing stuff we can handle. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, he is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And recently, well, yesterday, I had a guy on that's a regular journalist of a type, and he has written many articles about things that happen. Upheavals, and we were talking about Venezuela. And you guys noticed something that MSNBC accidentally stumbled upon about Venezuela. What did they discover?
They discovered that guns secure freedom. It's amazing. You know, the rabid, well-known right-wingers of MSNBC let an unfortunate truth slip. If anybody who's been watching the news has seen the fighting in the streets in some cases and MRAPs running down protesters, it's been really ugly. The joys of Venezuelans seem to have tired of all the joys of Bolivarian socialism, all the great things like bread lines and a collapsing oil industry and tear gas lobbed at you when you gather in the streets. The unrest in Caracas has broken out and it's been in the news. So MSNBC was reporting on it the other day, and one of their reporters, Kerry Sanders, had this to say. He says, you have to understand, in Venezuela, gun ownership is not something that's open to everybody. So if the military have the gun, they have the power, and as long as Nicolas Maduro, who's the president, controls the military, he controls the country. We couldn't have made a better argument for the Second Amendment if we tried.
Right.
We don't know if MSNBC has fired Mr. Sanders over letting it. And that's the definition of a Kinsley gaffe, by accidentally letting the truth slip through in a news report.
Yeah,
we were very happy to hear that. Because just earlier that day, we ran a quote with all the the chaos in the streets there, they interviewed, someone interviewed an expat, somebody who had fled Venezuela, and they're talking about, you know, how guns would have been, helpful. But, you know, Hugo Chavez back in, I think it was 2012, passed a law through his rubber stamp Congress confiscating all private owned firearms. And the people largely went along with that. Anyway, this person who I think is now living in Spain or something said, Venezuelans evolved to always hope that our government would be non-tyrannical, non-violator of human rights, and would always have good enough control of criminality. Well, how did that work out for them? You know, the people tend to forget here that the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. It is there as a check on tyranny. That's the reason it was put in the Bill of Rights by the Founding Fathers. That is its purpose. And you have no better example. There is no better example of why that's important than watching the news coming out of Venezuela these days.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still watching some of this other stuff that's happening. We're still hearing about how, well, they got the United States has drones. It's got this and got, you know, do you think the Founding Fathers understood the concept of guerrilla warfare?
No, probably not. And I'm sure that the Venezuelan military has tanks and drones and, you know, helicopter gunships and all that too. But it doesn't seem to be doing them much good. Apparently, as disarmed as the people are, there have been gunfights breaking out in the streets because apparently, shockingly, not everyone probably turned in their guns. And there have been members of the military who have defected. And they don't want to fire on their own people, and they've gone over the other side.
Right.
And they're opposing the dictator in chief.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the nature of this kind of thing. And I wonder if Duke Nukem Swalwell is checking this out. I wonder if Kamala Harris is looking at this or anything. I'm sure they are looking at it. They're not going to acknowledge it, of course, but do you think that cracks the shell of their asinine mindset?
No, I don't think that they let these kinds of realities intrude on their worldview any more than Bernie Sanders would let the object lesson of the collapse of another socialist regime change his view on socialism. He's been a fan his entire life, and he's not going to let mere facts change that. So no, an Eric Swalwell or a Kamala Harris is not going to look at this and think, wow, maybe people really should have firearms. Maybe an AR-15 really is something that should be in hands of people who want to own them. No, they're never going to allow that to slip through. That's heresy.
One thing that you published is about the presumption of innocence being gone when it comes to red flag orders. Which I've always referred to this as the Minority Report, but that is also a complete. So does this mean Miranda doesn't? Do these people do they get Mirandized when they put a red flag order on them?
I doubt it because they're not under arrest. I don't think that there are any Miranda rights are read. I wouldn't think because. I think that's only if you're being taken into custody. But that doesn't mean that if you yell, scream, resist officers, that won't be used against you either. You can be charged with resisting. You can be charged with obstruction of justice, I would guess, if it went far enough. So, no, I don't think anybody gets Miranda rights. But you're right. The red flag laws are pre-crime. I mean, laws that try to predict someone actually being a danger to himself or others in the future and confiscating their firearms based on a presumption that something might happen. And that's pretty scary.
I thought the background check covered that. Isn't that what we were told? We got to have background checks so that we know good people are buying guns.
Strangely
find out people lie on their background check.
So, no,
background checks don't do that at all. Universal background checks will never do that, quote unquote, universal background checks. So, yeah, that's a pipe dream.
Well, but what I'm saying is that, you know, they told us that, you know, if we had universal background checks, there'd be no more crime. They told us that about background checks. If we have background checks, there'd be no more crime. And we're going to sweep away all of the tabletop FFLs because unless they have a storefront or something like that, they can't sell guns. And then, of course, and that's the way the Brady thing happened. That's where all this other stuff started. And now we got to go back and we got to turn that on its head because we want to have universal background checks.
Right.
And at the same time, the background check apparently is not the harbinger of goodwill and joy that they told us it would be. I'm so disillusioned.
I know. It's amazing that despite laws like that, criminals don't seem to abide by them.
They're the ones that... They're the most consistent out of all these, aren't they, the criminals? But.
Right. And then there are the issues where the background checks were done and people committed crimes anyway. People like the Sutherland Springs shooter, people like the Charleston shooter, people like this shooter in Aurora, Illinois. We can go on and on. The system fails frequently.
We're about to run out of time. It was good seeing you. One of these days, we're going to have to actually do something besides, we're going to have to do something where it's just me and you to go do it. So that way we could talk and not have to sit and, you know, wear headphones so we can eat our dinner.
I would be happy to. We'll definitely do that at SHOT if you're going to be there next time.
Let's do that at SHOT. Truthaboutguns.com. This is where you can find the work that Dan and his group of people put together on a daily basis. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.